The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Some areas of the U.S. have been seen catastrophic amounts of snow, one of those areas being upstate New York. So when 27-year-old Jay Withy, he found himself stranded on the side of the road, he got out of his car and walked through the blizzard to a high school that he knew wasn't too far away in hopes that he could, you know, find some shelter there and help get himself through the night at least, because you're not going to make it if you stay in your car.
Because I think he had been trapped there for like a day or something. And like a lot of other people were trapped with them,
I think. That's insane.
Yeah, well, I can't even imagine living like that. Who would choose to live in that part of the country?
Well, he was able to walk his way through the blizzard to the high school. He busted through the window, but knew that there, of course, were other people that he had passed that were stranded in their cars, like you were saying. So he went back out and he told these people, hey, this is what I did. You can find shelter over here. I'm sure we can find some food and water.
I need an accomplice, someone to pin this caper on.
Well, he was able to save 24 people.
What?
He found that many people, yeah, stranded. They were able to find food in the cafeteria, as well as blankets and water in the nurse's office. And not only that, once the blizzard had passed the next day, Jay found the school's snowblower, and he helped everyone dig out their cars so they could get home.
That's pretty great, man. That is a leader. That's a take action kind of guy.
Right. Everyone is calling him like a superhero. And he even said later, like, he was apologizing for busting the window. But the school is like, you saved people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah, I heard he left a note. Like, he probably spelled things wrong. They're like, oh, gee, you need to be back in school. You know what? We're going to give you a scholarship to elementary again. And if he didn't have, like, an impromptu dodgeball game, that's a missed opportunity. I hope
only
they made
you,
the most of it.
Only you would think that.
All right, guys, I need you all to circle up. Are you done eating over there, Iris? Come here, Iris. We need you to get over here, okay? Because we're going to do something I've always wanted to do, and that is win at dodgeball. Got all these elderly people, and he's just dominating.
You're like, we just wanted shelter. Leave
so
us
good.
Alone.
So good. Not today, Iris. All right, that's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting WayFM, this here is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little who on the show, and this is where you get to chime in with your opinions about who on the show does something or is like this or what have you. And so today we're going to do something a little revealing. It'd be really interesting to see who you think might actually need professional therapy.
What even brought this up to you?
I don't even know. I know because Betty Rock's always telling me I need to go to therapy. Like, I know Betty Rock's opinion. You would say that of the three of us, I'm probably the one, in addition to you, that needs the most therapy.
Oh, for sure.
But by a professional.
Oh, for sure.
Right. Okay.
Yes. But yeah. Who is the least likely to seek it? You.
Me. Exactly. I would have said Gavin. And not because there's something broken in Gavin, but because I think that he has PTSD from working with you.
With me?
Yes. Yeah. You see it.
No,
you see
need
it.
To include yourself in that, too.
Oh, no. I'm used to her. Like, I've been around her for a lot
Wait,
of years.
No. He's saying that you're the reason for his PTSD.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's not true.
That's
you're the
both
reason
of you.
He goes home
no,
and cries.
That's not true at all.
I do not go home and cry.
Yeah.
But I go but to my therapist.
There are times where, like, Gavin's just sitting here all of a sudden, and then Betty Rock just takes him out, and he's like, what just happened?
What?
Like,
I've never done that. I am a kind and gentle soul.
I don't know. You might want to talk to your therapist. about this. So, okay, so those are our opinions, all right? So what is yours? Who on the show do you think might actually need therapy and why? Maybe you've listened for a long time. You go, oh, I got this. This is my chance to chime in and tell Betty Rock what she needs. I don't think anyone's going to call about me because one of two reasons. One, because I don't, or two, because it's like super obvious. So I think it's probably going to be more about you two. So,
okay, we'll see.
8 855. No, what is our phone number?
33-WAY-FM. Yeah.
That's it. 855-33-WAY-FM. I still had support drive in my brain from a little bit ago. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If I can't remember it, I don't know how I expect you to. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your Who on the Show now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Nicole, thank you for joining us for Who on the Show. I'm so excited about this, I think. It's probably going to bite me. But we're doing Who on the Show, where you tell us, Nicole, who on the show you think needs or could benefit from some professional therapy. What do you think? What's your opinion?
Well, I'm sorry, Wally. I think it's you.
What?
And I told you. And I would pay to be in the room with you guys.
And the funny thing is Betty tells me the same thing, but I think I'm the most well-adjusted on the show. Like, because I understand, like, I see the problems, I just don't want to do anything about them. So, like, that makes me emotionally intelligent.
Denial ain't just a river in Egypt.
What do you think is my biggest problem, Nicole?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I think that you and I are a lot alike.
Uh-oh.
I think that's my biggest problem, too. Yes.
Oh, really? Okay, so why would you need to go to therapy?
Oh, my goodness, because I try to make everything all about me. I'm not saying that about you. I'm not, but...
Well, if the everything about you fits, I get that. I definitely am kind of the center of my universe a little bit, and I could actually stand to work on this in the new year for sure.
Oh, I'm recording this, so I'm going to remind you of this.
You're welcome, Betty. You're welcome.
I can use all the support, Nicole. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Here's hoping this will last longer than my diet resolution, which I already broke. So, well, Nicole, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Bye. I don't know why I said I appreciate it. She just told me I'm a mess.
I appreciate it.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. That, of course, Buddy the Elf from the movie Elf with some of his classic lines.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color for the town?
I was at a church for Christmas Eve service. I was not in my own hometown, so we were in Orlando, and we went to this church called Mosaic, where some friends of ours go. And I've been there once or twice before, and I like the pastor because he reminds me a lot of John Cleese.
I don't know who that is.
From Fawlty Towers, from what was that big comedy thing back in the day? We are the Knights at St. Neep. The flesh wound.
Monty Python.
Oh, okay.
He was one of the principals in Monty Python. And like, this guy just reminds me of him and how he delivers his message. It's fun, actually.
Oh, it's entertaining.
It really is. And so, but he's super deep, though, too. So we go to Christmas Eve service. So, and we haven't talked for a while, so I'm kind of bringing this up. It just kind of landed with me. But like... They played this montage of Elf clips, and I'm thinking, okay, it's just a Christmas Eve fun Elf Christmas movie and stuff, but they were all really random, and then they skipped all through the movie, and I'm like, okay, are you just trying to be cool and play Elf clips? Because he doesn't reference it after that, and like, what in the world? Mm-hmm. And I'm very much into the flow of things and production, and, you know, everything has to have a reason and a purpose, and so the whole service, I'm like, what in the world is, why would we not have, and at the end of the service is where he kind of tied it all up with this, and it was so good. Like, he goes, do you realize in all those clips we played, because it was each person interacting with Elf differently, and he said when they first met him, they couldn't fathom him, they couldn't comprehend him, they didn't understand him, and many people didn't like him. They all had like an adverse reaction to them, but then over time, they saw that he was different, and they saw something in him that was different that they then wanted. Mm. And his whole point is that's what our faith should be. Like, our faith should, we should look different to the world. We should seem completely alien sometimes in the way that we handle things, the way that we live, the breakfast that we eat with syrup. I don't know. but, like, we should look different. But when people get to know you and understand you, there should be that thing that they want to be like you, that you're infectious for them.
Well, and I like this idea because it makes it more tangible, because we hear all the time in church, oh, you need to be set apart. You need to look different. We hear that all the time. But then when you base it on a movie, that's... so popular and everyone loves, it's like, oh, that kind of brings it home. It makes it more able to be done.
And it's not being different just for the sake of being different. You know, it's like Buddy wasn't, he was just being who he was. And mm-hmm. that's what we need to be. We need to be who we are in our faith all the time. And that is what it is. It's the gospel lived out in front of people. It's powerful and it's infectious. And then people want that and they want to be around that.
Who knew there was a spiritual lesson behind Elf?
I certainly didn't, but I was like, either. Man, that was really good. And we had gone to church with this guy who's not a believer. And it was a great conversation on the way home with him mm-hmm. going, hey, what do you think about that? What do you think about church? Is church weird for you? I'm just really curious,
right.
You know? And we had this great conversation about it. And it stemmed from something that wasn't meant to be used in faith at all, the movie Elf, but it was really applicable.
Well, and also, too, it'll be interesting to see, like, the next time you watch that movie, is it going to remind you of that lesson?
It will. Absolutely, it will, for
That's
sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so there you go. A little God stuff for the day.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting, Way FM. This here's the Wally Show. A little good news giddy up, because if you watch the regular news for any length of time, you know it can be a bit of a bummer, and so we like to find some of the good stuff going on. And so we're going to start with Gavin today. Good news, giddy up. Go, sir.
Thousands of people got stranded in airports when Southwest Airlines dropped the ball over the holidays. I knew a few people that dealt with this. The stress of that just blows my mind. But one of them was this college kid who got stuck in Denver on Christmas Eve, unfortunately. But she did eventually make it back home after her parents jumped in their car and drove 1,100 miles from California
just to pick her up. You know what? Wow. I get it. I'd like to say that's crazy, but I'd be like, baby, I'll be there. Don't you go anywhere. I'm going to get to you.
Your daughter, she could be in a whole nother country, and you'd be like, I'll figure it out.
I'll get there. Don't you worry. You're going to be home for Christmas. You're going to see what Santa brought you. Yeah, absolutely. Good on them. That's good. That's good parenting. I know some people might be like helicopter parent, but I like it. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a couple, both the man and the wife, they're both 102 years old. They met in high school back in 1936 and fell in love.
Do you just see the joy in her face? Betty Rock loves these stories.
It's just so cute. They got married the day after Christmas on 1942, and they just celebrated their 80th wedding anniversary.
That's amazing.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. That's impressive. That is impressive. Like, I like, if somebody asks me how long I've been married, and I go, oh, like 31 years, and they're shocked. Maybe because of me. but just any length of time like that in marriages anymore, it's sad that it's like the not common. You
right,
know?
Right.
And so to see 80 years, wow, that's good. Gives me hope. so this is interesting. There was a officer in L.A. who got rear-ended during a traffic stop and was seriously injured. But the owner of a hotel nearby was outside and saw it happen. He scaled a fence, and then he did what like everyone probably wants to do because you see it in the movies. He keyed the officer's radio and yelled, "Officer down! Officer down!"
Nice.
Like, he wouldn't know how to do that if we hadn't seen it in 1,000 movies, you know? So, see?
But that doesn't mean,
teach you things.
Well, it doesn't mean, too, that you should step into a situation that you don't know what to do.
Well, you know me. I'm an amateur first responder, and I would have been like, "Officer down, but I don't need your help. I got this. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'm also a surgeon in my part-time, my spare time."
I've watched Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
You could probably file this one under So Crazy It Just Might Work. The war in Ukraine has been going on far longer than most people, including Vladimir Putin, ever thought it would. But it shows the resilience of the Ukrainian people for sure. And now they're even going on the offensive, but not in battle, but in a really unusual way. Ukraine has set up a hotline, okay, for a phone number for people to call for Russian soldiers to surrender.
What?
Like, yeah, I love the bravado of this. Like, hey, I know you came into our country, but we are going to whoop you. So if you want to surrender, here's a phone number you can call.
So what are they? You'd be like, okay, kind of like, I figure it'd be like something about calling your doctor's office, and they're like, please leave your last name, a phone number where we can reach you.
Yes.
Like, where are you going to be? Like, let me give you my location, yes, so you can find me.
If you would like to defect, press 1, you know. and so, yeah, but that's what they're doing. More than a million Russians have called or texted or visited the website of this hotline, which allows them to surrender. And because there are other people too in Russia that didn't want to do the draft when Putin was calling people up, so I think they're looking into it as well. The project is run by, I love the name, I Want to Live Project. I love the bravado of this, and they've seen about 300 calls a day since it started. But here's where it gets a little spy games, or maybe it's just literally old school. Instead of calling, some Russians chose to send encrypted messages via Telegram. Like, stop. I want to defect. Stop, you know?
I feel like this is like going back to the 1920s or something.
It's Russia, man. Like, they don't have all the technology. Yeah, and so more than 4,000 people have submitted requests to surrender. So basically what happens is you call, they get some information, and then if it seems legit and like it's possible, they tell the people where to meet the Ukrainian army. And they send a drone, and the person has to follow the drone in, and they basically, in essence, capture them because they are considered prisoners of war, but it allows them to basically surrender.
But it's being peaceful about it.
Yes, and they give them food, and they, you know, all the Geneva Convention rules are followed, and they let them call home and things like that. And because the Russian side of this war has been really bad too. Like, mm-hmm, they've suffered huge losses. There's a lot of growing discord, and so yeah, there's some of these people probably looking for a way out of this mess that they didn't want to fight.
Obviously so, because you said it, like a million people? That's
insane. Called,
gone
online. So there you go. So a weird story, but kind of cool coming out of Ukraine today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And over Christmas break, we kind of all just scattered. And Betty Rock had probably the best Christmas of all of us. she got to open her Christmas presents like in January. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Stretched it out.
Yeah, I just, you know, really wanted it to last a long time. No, it was because I was on death's door. I was fighting for my life. I was in the trenches, guys. You don't even understand. I was so sick. It was horrible.
Yeah, but not COVID, which is so crazy.
Not COVID, not the flu. It was just like this horrible sinusitis or something.
Two weeks of that, you were down.
It was terrible.
Yeah, and so we haven't even really caught up about like what we got. I got like a really great gift, and it was super cheap, okay? How many of you, Gavin or Betty, when you feel that need to eat ice cream, do you buy the pint of ice cream or do you do a scoop into a bowl? Like, what, do you buy the little pint and then eat right out of it?
Oh.
Like when you're sad, Betty.
I do the bowl.
Because, you do?
Well, because if I have to take the pint with me to the couch, which I've done before, I get frostbite on my hand.
Okay.
But also because if I'm done with it and I don't eat the whole thing, then it's going to get all warm and gooey. So if I put it in a bowl, I just eat what's in the bowl.
Well, here's the deal. I got one of the best gifts. It is a koozie for your pint of ice cream. And
that's
it even has
brilliant.
A handle. It goes in like you would put like a soda in a koozie. It goes in there and it's got a handle. You can hold it. It keeps your hand warm. Because right now I've had to go old school and like wrap paper towels around it so it's not too cold on my hand. Isn't this ingenious?
Wow.
And just a few bucks on Amazon.
Actually,
it was one of my best gifts.
Didn't you say though that your New Year's resolution was to lose weight? Because this doesn't seem like it's on par with that.
Oh yeah. Well, this will help somehow. I don't know how.
It helps the cheat days be
More effective.
Less cold.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe if my hand is staying warm, the metabolism will kick in and I'll lose weight to my fingers.
Whatever helps.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to need to hang on to today. So I am curious. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number. We love having you on the show. What was the best gift you got this year? But like under $50. Like not a big expensive, I got a new car. Like right. That would be great. But what is that unique thing that you got that you never really thought? I'm like, that's a great gift. A koozie for my pint of ice cream. Love it. Love everything. I know. I love everything about it. And you always say I'm hard to buy for, right?
I know.
Look how happy I am. All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What was the coolest gift you got this year that wasn't expensive?
Well, it was only like $70, and it replaced something that was $50, but it was my wedding band. My wife got me, and it was normally, you know, $200 or $300, but my other one I bought was $50 like 33 years ago when we got married.
Yeah, I get that. I have a wedding band, my original one, and it was the same way. It might have been $70, $100, just a simple gold band. I've had to have it cut off my finger when my finger was broken and put back on because I didn't want to get rid of it. I wanted it to be that one. My wife has been through two wedding rings now, upgrades, and let me tell you, they are far more expensive than your $70 and my $70 wedding band.
With guys, they're so easy to please when it comes to getting a wedding band. Like, oh, you just got it in a Cracker Jack box? Yeah. Like, oh, that's fine, whatever. But for women, it's like you have to go into the thousands.
Oh, way into the thousands.
Yeah.
Like, who came up with that idea of, like, 3 months' salary? You know, like a woman. Like, I'm sure. What was your cheap gift that you loved?
I received a Bob Ross ink pen.
I love Bob Ross. Are you a big fan, too?
I actually started painting in January of 2021, so I'm a big fan of anything that has to do with art and painting, and so I had told him I didn't need any more canvases, I didn't need any more paintbrushes, so he wanted to give me something that was related to art, and so I love watching any artist that paints or anything like that. And so he bought me this Bob Ross ink pen, and it's Bob Ross's body holding a paint palette in his hand.
Does the top where you click the pen to make it work, is it a big afro? Because that would be great.
No, it actually, the ink pen is actually there. You don't have to click it or anything.
Oh, well, that's cool. I love Bob Ross, man. Like, he's so calming. But it makes you think that you could paint happy little trees and stuff. It's harder than it looks.
Yeah, he makes it look really easy.
Yeah, it actually is harder than it looks. Let's just add a happy little tree here.
Thanks for bringing that up. Let's have a little Bob Ross moment here. Yes. And just kind of be all tranquil for a minute. Thank you, Lisa. This Bob Ross moment brought to you by Lisa and her Bob Ross ink pen.
Now this old cloud would float around and just have a good time all day. Maybe something I'll like it. Doesn't matter. A clean, dry brush and very gently, very, very gently, we can just blend this rascal till it's as soft as you want it to be. That easy. That easy.
Monday school is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
I realize it's Tuesday, not Monday, but God's word is timeless, and we were out yesterday. And so I thought this was a good thing from church I wanted to share with you all. As we come into a new year, kind of with hope, it's easy to lose a little when you look at the world and how broken and messed up it is. And we were talking about how the church is still so needed, and it's easy to think, well, how can we make a difference? This is insurmountable. But God's not finished yet, you know, and as we start this new year, we can draw a line in the sand and not to fight for what we believe in. Like, I get that you don't want to stand for your beliefs and things like that, but we could also draw that same line to love people into understanding why we believe in God and why it makes a difference, you know, versus getting into the tumultuous fight with everybody, you know, like that you see on social media about everything.
Right. And I think it's important that we do understand why we believe what we believe, because when we know more about the faith that we stand for in Christianity, it changes who we are as a person. We show more love to people. And ultimately, I feel like that's what changes people more than shouting at them.
Oh, for sure. And the gospel lived out through his people is powerful and it's transformative. And we are the church. We are the people of God. And he's moving. And all through the Bible, this is what I love, all through the Bible, God used flawed, broken people to change the world. And he's still doing that today. And he's inviting us in to be part of that, scars and all. And I was thinking of that song by Torrin Wells, God's Not Done With You Yet. It's this one here. God's not done with you. And I kind of heard this song differently in light of this message, because we tend to think of this song as being about salvation and forgiveness, and God's not done with you. No matter all the mistakes you made, God's not done with you yet. But when we think of it a little bit differently, like I saw this in light of this sermon, is that God's not done using us yet. All he asks is for us to be willing to be used by him, and he's going to show up, and, you know, he does what he does best then, and he changes people's lives, and you get to kind of be part of that. And so as we move into this new year, you know, I think it's a good reminder that God's not done with us and that we can make a difference in people's lives if we choose to be part of that story. So there you go. That's your Monday School for today on Tuesday.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
One of the primary forms of entertainment for people like me is sitting down to watch America's favorite sport, football. And I think that most people who watch football have an understanding that, like, yes, it is a violent sport. People do get hurt playing that game. They love it regardless. But I don't think anyone was quite prepared for what happened in the Monday night football game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. So for anyone who didn't see this on TV, because I was watching this live, there was just an average play where a guy named Damar Hamlin made a tackle on a guy after he made a catch, and after that makes a tackle, he stands up, and then just 2 seconds later falls right back onto the ground, which is something that's completely horrifying for any of these people to watch. A lot of people think that that usually is like a concussion,
yeah,
and that's like the normal football injury, but we found out later on that it was actually like a very peculiar injury and something maybe even like a little bit more horrifying. Apparently, Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest while he was on the field, and he actually they had to perform a CPR on him, and they actually did like get his heart back to where it needed to be while he was on the field. But then an ambulance came, and they took him to a medical center where he is currently sedated, and they're running tests on him. But I don't think anybody was ready for how scary that actually was.
I saw the play in replays because I obviously wasn't watching football because Project Runway is back on. And,
I'm
just kidding. But no, I didn't see it. But like, he didn't take a shot to the chest.
Nope.
He was the one tackling. So you're
it was football. It was a normal,
average play.
Yeah.
And so for him to have that, you hear of like high school players like going out and getting hit or something, and then they have a cardiac thing, and they usually find, oh, they had some hereditary heart issue. And I'm curious if that's the case for this guy.
Yeah, we're still in the dark on a lot of like his status and like what he's dealt with in the past that may have caused something like this to happen.
Because he's young, right?
Because he's young. He's 24 years old. Like I'm 27. Like and these are, you know, peak fitness, peak healthy human beings.
Gavin saw his own mortality that day on the field. Like, oh no, if it could happen to this guy. But you're right. Like, and I too was thinking, man, when you go out there, you think, because guys pass out,
yep,
you know, from playing the game and stuff. And so you think, okay, he's probably just wake up. But then they got to figure out and ascertain he's having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like, he's not breathing. That would be hard to do, first of all. And then to get him to do the CPR and get him back, you know, to where he could be transported to the hospital is a big deal. The thing that I was struck by afterwards is you see the entire team all taking a knee, which is normal, you take a knee, but man, heads bowed, guys yep, crying, arms around each other, praying for this guy. And it just really hit me that so many times in life, we want to tell God how to do things, or we tell him we got this. But when something is bigger than you, how many times, regardless of whether you're a Christmas and Easter churchgoer or whatever, you tend to pray. You tend to turn your attention to God. And so for that one moment, a lot of people got to watch a bunch of guys they idolize be weak, you know, and meek and turn to God. And I think that is kind of a cool thing. And it's something, too, you know, we have all these problems of people saying, you know, faith doesn't belong in sports and high school coaches getting suspended for praying on the field and things like that. And you've got the NFL, the creme de la creme of this sport, and everybody at that moment taking a knee and praying. That's powerful.
Yeah, and like millions of people are watching that, too. So you kind of hope that you see what it looks like for people to come together, even, you know, in a game like football, and see the humanity and see a little bit of God in it as
well. See the spirituality, you know, and hopefully that resonates with people and there's some good that comes out of this as this guy, you know, is recovering for sure.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You're going to want to pay close attention to this because if your gender wins, then you get to call to win a prize. But Betty Rock's got her work cut out for her because this is called Boys versus Girl. So it's Gavin and I taking on Betty in a little challenge here. Now, Betty gets to choose for each question who she thinks she has the best chance at beating in that question. And so here's your first one. In what year were M&Ms invented? So who do you want to take on, Gavin or myself?
I'm going to take Gavin on because you might have been alive during that
That's true. And I'm a candy aficionado.
You are.
So
yeah.
Probably a good sound choice there, Betty Rock. So let's start ladies first. What do you say, Lady Rock?
1925.
Ooh, 25. Okay. Gavin?
Because, in my head, I'm thinking that they're probably close to a century year old. But I'm going to say a little shorter than that. I'm going to say 1935.
35. Okay. Yeah. Did we have the technology to do a candy shell in the 20s? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, we just barely had electricity, I think.
I've been surprised before.
Yeah, I have too. And this one goes to... The boys, Gavin! Nicely done.
What was it?
Yeah. I can't tell you.
Yes, you can.
Just trust me, he won.
Just what? Tell me.
It's like, I need to know.
I want to know, too.
1954.
Oh, man.
Much later.
Not that old.
Okay, here we go. So, 1-0. How old was Marilyn Monroe when she passed away? I know there's like a new Marilyn documentary people have been talking about and stuff.
Okay, I'm going to go with you, Wally, because you're horrible at knowing the ages of people and whether someone is alive or dead.
I just found out she died, so like I had no idea.
Okay, so how old was she when she passed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I remember her being young, and so it was like a tragedy, but I have no idea. But she always looked older to me, so I'm on the fence. Do you have your guess? Oh, I got to write mine down. Hang on a second. Okay, I got my guess. What'd you say?
31.
I said 37 because I think she looked like you, like the same age, like in the same realm.
You said she looked old all
did
the time.
Did I? Yes, I did not mean to say that.
That is rude.
Sorry about that.
Wow.
Well, let's focus on the positive. Let's see. I meant old, like classic. Like,
no, you did not. No, you didn't.
She was. Oh, come on. She was 36.
Oh, come on.
I missed it by 1 year, but I went over because of Price is Right rules. Dead coming. okay. That one hurt. That hurt me. I was so close.
That was good.
All tie. Right,
here we go. Final question. How many brothers are in the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus? Remember the old Ringling Brothers? The parents take you to the circus?
Yeah.
How many brothers make up the brothers part of that?
I'm going to go with Gavin.
Yeah, because I don't... Oh, man. Like, I know the name.
Yeah.
But I don't know...
No, that's why these questions exist, because you don't know. So, Gavin, get your answer down. Okay. Betty Rock, what'd you say?
Three
brothers. Okay. Gavin, probably figuring bigger families back when this started, what'd you say?
I went bigger. And I hope I don't go over, though. Yeah. I wrote seven brothers.
Well...
Do you know? Like, do you know off the top of your head?
No, I had to look it up.
Okay.
I did not know. One of you is right on the money. So if Betty is right on the money, Betty wins this thing. Yeah. She comes from behind. Yeah. If Gavin is right on the money, it just solidifies the boys' amazing win. And
please,
there are...
Come on.
Three.
Yeah?
Three
plus four
brothers. Seven on the money! Gavin for the win!
Winked at the number of times brothers.
Yeah.
You cheated.
Yeah, Gavin's like, why are you winking at me? I'm like, just take the hint.
I saw Morse code
there. Okay, so that is good news for guys. That means that if you are a guy, you can play along with us right now, but you have to be a guy to win. And Betty Rock's going to give you a question from our question. So hopefully you were paying attention. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Matthew, thank you for joining us for Boys versus Girl. Pretty good day to be a guy, correct?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah. We kind of whooped on Betty Rock on this game today. And so you are benefiting from that because you were a guy, and that's the rules. Only guys could call to win a prize. Matthew, how old are you?
14.
Okay, now Betty Rock, hopefully you were paying attention. She's going to give you a question from our questions. If you can get it right, you will win a prize. Betty Rock, don't make it too hard.
Matthew, I was insulted during the game because Wally said I had to be the same age as a famous actress. And Wally said that this woman, she looked old, which in essence means he thinks I look old. What actress was he referring to?
Marilyn Monroe.
Nicely done! That's absolutely right!
But don't you think that's really rude, Matthew? I mean, you wouldn't say that to a woman that she looks old, right?
No.
I misspoke because...
Oh, you misspoke?
Yeah.
You make it a daily practice.
Yeah, I think you did as well.
Thank you, Matthew. Yeah, because I think that she always seemed old. She carried herself more regally.
No, it's not what you meant. I know it's not what you meant because when I called you out on it, you were like, oh, well, let's just forget about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's okay. Well, you know what, Matthew? You are going to win the wrinkle cream we were going to give Betty. but we'll send you something better for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's time for Time Capsule Tuesday, where we're going to play three songs from a year gone by, little hooks of them, and you get to tell us which one you want to hear the whole song for. We get to kind of go back in time a little bit and enjoy some music from yesteryear. But you get to decide. We've each picked a song from the year 2002. I picked this year because there was an old BMW called, it was a 2002. It was this little boxy BMW that I always wanted as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I saw one the other day and I'm like, oh, 2002. Mm. So that's what we're going back to, okay?
Okay, 2002, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it really is.
It really was 21 years ago.
Oh, gosh, that's
crazy, insane. So here's my selection, and I'm bringing out a little bit of the old school Jeremy Camp rock side of Jeremy.
Take my life.
I don't know if he sounds like Creed or if Creed sounded like Jeremy Camp.
No, don't even do him that disservice. Like, that is awesome. I wish he'd do more stuff like that.
I love old school Jeremy Camp rock stuff.
But it's nothing like what he does now.
No.
That's he leans into the pop stuff these days. Yeah. Maybe that'll be his like late end career stuff as he
more
goes
screamo.
Back to the rock.
I'd like to see it. Let's go to you, Gavin. Where did you go?
I'm 7 years old at this point in 2002.
7-year-old Gavin loved.
I loved turning on Christian radio and hearing Newsboys' Million Pieces.
When they all fall like a million raindrops falling from a blue sky, kissing your cares goodbye.
I came to Christian radio in 2006, I guess, and so we were playing this song. I'd never heard this song before. I'm like, what in the world is this? I came from like mainstream rock radio and stuff. I'm like, what is this? But yeah. I actually like this. This is like song I do. I actually do like it.
Oh.
It's so different from what everything else sounded like, you know? But Betty Rock, not a fan.
No.
Oh,
no
you don't?
No, I'm
Peter
not for
Furler
it.
Peter days?
Nah,
no.
I could pass it.
Oh, man. Okay.
No.
Well, what did you pick?
Okay, so I picked from 2002, Nicole Nordeman, Holy.
Only me, on my knees, singing Holy.
So good.
Yeah. I like Nicole Nordeman. This always kind of sounded like Jennifer Knapp, who we're not allowed to talk about anymore. But it always kind of sounded like her to me on this. So, okay, these are your choices. Jeremy Camp, Take My Life. There you go. Bring the rock style for us here, if you want that one. Or Newsboys' Million Pieces. Or Nicole Nordeman, Holy. You get to make the decision. Which song do you want to hear all of right now? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And you get to make the call for Time Capsule Tuesday now. Lifting Way FM. This is the Wallace Show. Laura, welcome to Time Capsule Tuesday, where you get to decide which of the three songs that we put up for your selection here gets played. We have Jeremy Camp, Take My Life. That was my selection. And then we got Newsboys, A Million Pieces. That was Gavin's. Or Nicole Nordeman, Holy. That was Betty Rock's choice. Which one are you going to go with?
I'm with you this morning, Wally. Jeremy Camp.
Yes. All right. The year was 2002. How old was a young Laura back then?
I wasn't that young. I was in my early 30s.
Okay, but I could see this. You're like, that's about my age, too, I think. My wife loved Jeremy Camp, loved old school Jeremy Camp. Still does, actually.
Me too, yes. I saw him in concert. He was phenomenal.
So do you like the rock version of Jeremy Camp better than today's version, or no?
Oh, no, don't ask me that, because I love today's version, too.
I know, but this was back when Jeremy Camp was a bad boy of Christian radio.
He had earrings and a goatee and tattoos. Ew.
Well, Laura, you have decided it. We are going to do Jeremy Camp, Take My Life for Time Capsule Tuesday. Thanks for the help today.
Thank you. Love you all.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report. Hey, Betty.
Entertainment in the form of TV shows and movies is a hot commodity for most of us. And with 2022 now over with and we've welcomed in 2023, the general public was asked, hey, what were your favorite shows and movies in the past year? And here's what we got.
I'm interested to hear this because I know what mine are.
Well, yeah, see if yours agree with these. Yeah. So making the top five TV shows included, and this is a surprise, The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power.
I've heard it's not good. Gavin.
I thought as like a, you know, avid Lord of the Rings fan, I actually thought it was fantastic.
You did.
And I think a lot of people like disagree with me on that.
Yeah.
From a face value of just like this show could be entertaining. Like it was fun.
Okay.
I loved it.
All right.
I could talk about it all day.
Please don't.
You guys want to hang out later?
No.
No.
We both yelled no.
Another TV show that was in the top five, Wednesday. That's on Netflix about Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family.
I've never liked the Addams Family. I didn't like the first Addams Family, like the original. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I was out.
It's very popular, though, on Netflix, at least. And I guess with the general public, too. And then Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Now, I got on that bandwagon. It took me a long time, but I did get on it. And I love the nostalgia of it. But I can see why it definitely made the top five as the most popular.
Yeah, I got through season one and then I was out.
Which is surprising because you love the 80s.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't... it feels 80s. It's like a little subtext to it, but it's not like the biggest part of it, you know?
I guess so. Yeah. Well, making the top movies of the year. So, I never saw this one. Enola Holmes 2.
Oh, it's really good.
On Netflix.
Yes.
Quite good.
She's the sister of Sherlock Holmes. So they did the whole Sherlock thing. They spun it off into her, and it's the girl from Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown. She's great.
I saw the trailer for it, and it looked boring.
You don't like women empowerment? I'm a big fan.
I never said that.
But Gavin and I are big fans of women and them doing things.
Okay, moving on.
And accomplishing
moving
things.
Come on, Betty.
Maybe because we're not threatened.
Okay, okay, this is a movie that I say was terrible.
Oh, it's gonna.
And yet, and Wally,
the dinosaur
Wally
movie,
Gavin,
the
best. Y'all said it is the best movie ever.
Best
2022
movie.
Yeah. Jurassic World Dominion.
See?
It was terrible.
We said it was the best Jurassic
multiple
movie ever.
Times. Yep. As I'm sitting in the theater seeing it, I'm like, when is this over? Yeah. When will this be done?
The people know.
It's so bad.
What's
and then
one?
Coming in at number one was Top Gun.
Yes, there you go. That is a list. It all culminated in Top Gun Maverick. Absolutely. I saw that come up like on one of the streaming services like the other night. I'm like, oh, I need to watch this. And then it was I don't have enough time.
You never
to get
saw
up.
It?
No, I need to watch it again.
Oh, watch it again.
Yeah, I've already seen it twice. So.
Only twice?
Wow. Only twice, yes. Apparently Gavin's a bigger Tom Cruise fan than I am. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you like the show, we do it every day. But we also, after the show, we hang out and do a podcast that you can get for free, and it's things that we did not do in the actual normal show. And one of the things we do is birthday shout-outs, but there's a price to be paid, okay? Because I don't do a lot of, like, hey, happy birthday. But we want you to ask a question, because that makes it a little bit more fun for everyone else listening, too, that might not know the person that you want to wish a happy birthday. And so we get some pretty cool questions like this one.
If you had to delete all but three apps from your phone, which ones would you keep and why?
Which would I keep?
I can answer.
Obviously, TikTok.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that one's staying on
there.
TikTok is staying.
I've found I'm like a 14-year-old girl. I don't think I could function without that. I could live without oxygen and water.
Well,
camera, because I want to take pictures of things and family.
I don't even think of that as
friends.
Being an app.
But now you're down to TikTok, your camera.
And I'm going to go maps.
I need my clock for my alarm, but then again,
that.
I'm just going to have to get an old one and figure it out.
Yeah, you can work around that by going old school with the ring.
And then my Bible app, because let's be honest, I check that out every day.
Nice.
That's funny.
I'll just
too.
Have to look at my actual
Bible. Yeah, your actual Bible. Yeah. Yeah.
But then I need the GPS because I am directionally challenged.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
For, you didn't have to agree, but I just said it's for sure something that I need. So you know what? Okay, final decision. I'm going with my texting, my contacts, and my GPS.
Okay, well, there you go.
But then what about my Spotify?
Yeah, you're done. You're done.
You got a radio. You got a radio.
Listen to radio, you knucklehead.
Remember
that thing we do for a living? Remember that?
Okay, are you final?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're keeping your TikTok.
I'm keeping my
despite
TikTok.
Despite the fact that you don't know how to call your wife.
Don't care.
At least you have TikTok.
TikTok is the best. All right, so there you go. If you ever want our podcast, just text TWS, the letters TWS, to 91979. We'll send you a link and you can get it there.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And if you ever want to email me, it's very simple. Just wally@wayfm.com. Like Scott did. Scott says, since it's that time of year, I've been watching Hallmark movies with my mom, and I'm really surprised at the diversity these days. They've even started letting brunettes be the main star. It's very scary.
Whoa. Hello.
That's funny. I appreciate the humor there. This one is more serious. This is from Matt. It says, hey, Last year was a rough time for me and my wife. We had gone through a pretty interesting period with our son, Cam. He was born and had surgery on December 6th and December 20th. December 6th, when he came out of his first surgery, it was pretty intense, and I was nervous that our four-day-old son was going to have open-heart surgery. After they took him to the surgery, my wife and I had to go to the waiting room, which we did exactly that. He said they should change the name to the crying room because that's all we did, and we couldn't even talk to each other. Well, after a bit, my wife turned on the Wally Show podcast, and it distracted us and even allowed us to laugh a little bit. So thank you for that. That's awesome. Like, I can't even imagine the stress of being in that place with your child being sick and the fact that they listened to the podcast and it made them laugh a little bit. That's why we do this stuff. That's why we do the show the way we do it, where it's not always heavy religion, you know, and it's not always faith stuff, because sometimes that's not what somebody needs. They need that distraction or that laugh, and I think there's so much healing in that as well. And so Matt and his family are kind of living proof of that. So the good news is the update. Cam is doing great.
Oh, good.
By the way, I need to finish that.
Yeah, I wanted to know about the baby.
I'm glad they like reach back out too, because they don't have to do that. They could be celebrating. They let us like join in that celebration.
Exactly. That's exactly. Cool. And if you ever want to email me again, it's just wally@wayfm.com. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and you know, when you start a new year, that's the time where people make, you know, their declarations or their resolutions of, I'm going to do this year, I'm going to change my life, and you know, some things you start off and you might not enjoy doing it, but then you do it enough and it becomes a habit, and they say that it takes about 21 days to make something a habit, and so that's why we have our 21-day challenge. The goal is for you to listen for 21 days straight, not 24/7, but just listen every day and see how it starts to impact your life when you trade out some of the negativity in the world for some of the truth of God. It definitely makes a difference.
Especially when we hear a lot of people say it's helped with their road rage.
Yes.
Like, it's hard to, you know, honk at someone and tell them off when you've got Chris Tomlin in the background seeing how great is our God.
Or Katie Nicole, in Jesus' name. You know, like, I curse you out in Jesus' name. Yeah, it doesn't work, you know. And so, it's a really good idea. And we're doing something special as part of this to encourage you to make that change in your life.
Yeah, so when you sign up and you say, yes, I want to do this challenge, when you text the word day to 91979, that gives you the chance to win $1,000 in groceries, not only for you, but also for a friend. So, I mean, there could be not only that positive spin on your life, but also $1,000 for groceries. I mean, hey, that's fantastic. But all you have to do is just text the word DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979.
So it's our 21-day challenge. We'd love to have you get involved with it and see what a difference it makes in your life. And then maybe it makes a difference in somebody else's life. If you win, you get to bless them with that $1,000 in groceries as well. So again, text the word DAY to 91979 and take the challenge with us.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
This is where, if you've ever felt inferior or like you have nothing to add to a conversation, you are going to be a rock star. At a party, at the office, wherever. You walk up to people, random strangers on the street, you hear them talking about something, and you can pop in and chime in. That's my goal here for you, okay? So the way it works is Betty Rock and Gavin will give me like a topic, and I will show you how you would work this into a conversation very casually. So Betty Rock, what do you got?
Well, because Gavin is standing around.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Looking lonely. No one's talking to him. Picked up on that.
I'm going to throw him a bone.
Tough.
And tell me something about Marvel.
Oh.
He's all into like comic books and superheroes.
Yeah, he is. Now, Gavin, I know that you love comic books and stuff like that. And it seems like there's a new Marvel movie that comes out every week.
It's great.
Are you a fan of the Hulk by any chance?
Oh, yeah. The Hulk smash. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's like one of the OGs. He's one of the strongest.
He is OG.
The greenest.
They haven't done anything with him in a while, though.
No, he was in the last Avengers movie. Avengers Endgame back in 2018.
All right, look at that. See, we've got Gavin in. He's like, finally, someone's asking me questions. I know. Betty Rock already left. She's going to come back with some little cocktail weenies for us, which is great. But like, you and me are just in this now. And I would say, you know, do you know how the guy who created the Incredible Hulk, Jack Kirby, you being a Marvel fan, do you know how he got the idea for the Hulk?
I don't, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, Betty Rock just came back. Thank you for getting those hors d'oeuvres. Delicious. I appreciate that. Hey, real quick, do you know how Jack Kirby came up with the idea for the Incredible Hulk?
I don't know if I really care.
Okay. Well,
I care.
Thank you for playing along. But he actually saw a woman lift a car off of a baby when it was trapped underneath, and that gave him the genesis of the idea for the Hulk, where he would get angry or whatever, and he would get superhuman strength, and he would lift things up and be really strong. He got that from a real-life scenario of a child being trapped. Hmm.
I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go over to the chip bowl.
Okay. Okay. Well, before you do, Gavin has something he wants to ask me.
I want to challenge you, actually, Wally, because within this room, I am the sporty one.
Yeah.
Not so much you, though you surprise me sometimes. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sports nugget, a sports fact for me?
I do. And this kind of gets into Betty Rock's world about the internet, because she loves being online. Do you know that there are actually three major league teams that do not own the name of their team as an internet domain? Can you think of them? In baseball. Can you think of them?
In baseball?
In baseball, yeah.
Maybe the Rays?
Oh.
The Marlins?
No, Marlins have theirs.
Maybe the Royals?
Nope, they got theirs.
Okay.
You got the Rays.
I can't think of Athletics?
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
No? Okay.
The Giants, because the New York Giants football team has them.
That makes sense.
So the baseball team couldn't have them. The Rays is actually owned by a restaurant in Seattle.
Oh, funny.
And Ray is not selling to the Tampa Bay Rays.
You can't take it from him.
No. And then the Guardians have theirs. Now, here's the wrinkle in that. Guardians.com is for sale, but the person that is selling it wants a lot of money, and Cleveland, let's face it, they are horrible. They don't have the money to pay for it.
It's a small market team. Doesn't really work out that way. And they just recently had switched their name from, because they used to be the Cleveland Indians, to Cleveland Guardians.
They own that one.
Yeah.
So they're selling Indians.com if you want that for any reason.
Tough one.
To help them buy Guardians.com. Exactly. So there you go. That's going to do it for your Mind Blown today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.